it was just, you know, trying to make the right substitutions. You always knew it was going to extra time, and I thought it would go to penalties, and I was just thinking, you know, we'd have the experience of the game against Dunboyne. So unfortunately it was just a bad goal we gave away, but I mean the lads were so tired, you know, extra time, and the game being Saturday night and the very little recovery period. So, you know, I suppose I can't fault them in any shape or form, but it's what a fantastic game, what a fantastic cup game. Well, I thought we had two very, very good chances in the first half, you know, possibly we didn't take them, and I turned and I said to Anthony, you know, I says, you know, I hope we're not going to ruin these two missed chances. But, you know, as the game went on and you saw the way it was panning out, you felt there was always going to be one goal was going to win it, and whoever would get it, you know, it would be hard to come back from it, because especially in extra time when two teams are so tired, and, well, I think we were more tired than they were naturally, because they're training better than us insofar as that they're a senior team. But you're always worried about that, but, you know, you can't fault the lads. We've had a roller coaster season. It's been absolutely fantastic, and no matter what happens, you know, got to give great credit to the players. It was the biggest shock that we got a result down in Athlone. You know, the fact that we did give a bad account of ourselves in the Aviva, and then to come back and let people in Donegal see tonight the effort that went in out there in that field in very hot conditions, and, you know, very little recovery, and, you know, it just says so much for the team, and I'm just over the moon for those players. I'm disappointed that we didn't get a result tonight for them, but, you know, I'm so proud of them.